I'm Chris Charters. I've been involved with cider for a long time, and I originally got involved with the Welsh Perry and Cider Society when we were running cider festivals and events at the pub I owned at the time. And this was in the early days, and I've been a member of it ever since, and am now actually a director of it. As far as Camra goes, it's similar. I've been a member of Camra for longer than I care to remember, and again, I've always had a cider interest in it. Also, with running pubs, I found it to be very useful for having real ales as well, which I found Camra to be quite a help. And from there, I've progressed into being the cider coordinator for Camra for Wales. I'm the chairman of the Radnor branch, director of Wales for Camra. I was born in the pub trade. It was an area by Bridge North at a time when cider was still quite popular. We had several ciders actually for sale on the pub. We used to use Weston's, which is still going. There was Simmons, which unfortunately no longer is there. And there was also several other smaller ones around there, Yeoman's, etc., etc. And also there was quite a lot of the local farms who still have cider orchards and still used to produce cider for either sale or... A lot of them did originally have all the traditional cider mills and presses, but they then started taking their apples to one of the local cider producers and they'd bring the juice back and then just ferment it. From a very early age, I can remember when one of the farmers had got anything going, harvest time, hay making, whatever. Only as far as sort of enjoying it and drinking it went, I'd never actually had any idea that I'd actually produce cider myself. And again, one or two of the local cider producers there, I've helped them with their, get their presses working from the knowledge I got in electromechanical engineering. I've never really had a desire to make cider myself, quite happily to promote it, drink it and advise on it. Well, again, this started in the early days. I'm going back to late 1940s, early 1950s. Weston's, obviously, where in the original days they'd had quite a lot of cider houses spread all around the country, selling stuff to supermarkets. We used to get quite a lot of the local villagers into us. This was the time when your real ales and your real ciders weren't so popular. And we got sort of quite a name for it. The word spread, quite a lot of people turning up to take actual cider away with them, and they come with sort of gallon containers and everything else, which we then fill up and away we go with it. Camra started off in the 1970s, again for the same reason that I enjoyed real cider, it hadn't got any carbon dioxide in it. I was talking to another guy who I knew had been a Camra member for ages, and finally at that point I actually joined Camra. And so it was purely from getting advice to set up the licensed side of the drinks that I was running that I went to Camra to start off with, and they were exceedingly helpful, and we did okay. So Hereford branch I was a member, and also a Worcester branch. This was a time when Camra was having a bit of a rough time of it in Mid Wales, and then Buster, he came to start a brewery up in Brecon, and he started off by joining Marlowe's, the wholesale business who operated from Brecon, and setting up a brewery for them. So Buster left them and then set his own brewery up, of Brecon Brewing, which is still going and increasing. Buster said, "Yeah, he knows all about cider, he'll do that." Thank you, Buster. So that's how I got volunteered for it. Must be about 2007-ish. And at that point, then, Buster was pushing and getting Brecon Camra back on the map. And then a guy came up from Cardiff to have a look at what the story was in the rest of Paris, basically, because Camra still don't recognise Paris. They recognise the old counties of Monmouth, Brecon and Radnorshire. He then came along and he was talking to a couple of members who actually lived in Radnorshire and said, "Well, look, why don't you restart the branch there?" They decided, yes, they would do that. And then I got asked if I would go along to help set it up, having been in with Brecon for quite a while. That was how, 4 years ago, the branch in Radnorshire restarted. Going to be a totally new beer and cider festival, which is going to be up at Welshpool. The main criteria from Camera is it must be on a mainline railway. So they said they wanted something into North Wales, because there's already quite a lot happening in South Wales. It seemed that the railway track from Shrewsbury going down to Aberystwyth was going to be the best, because they've got an hourly service on there. And also it goes through Welshpool, Newtown and on then to there. So I thought, well, Welshpool's got to be about the nearest one, looks most convenient. So I went along to Welshpool and had a look at the town hall there, which all this could do. And when I inquired about actually hiring it for a beer festival, due to some aged bylaws back in the Methodist time, you can't have any alcohol at all in Welshpool town hall on a Sunday. They've got a steam railway which goes from Welshpool to Llanfair Creenin. So I went and saw the manager of that and told him what the story was from mainline stations. And if we're going to have it at Llanfair Creenin, we'd need some transport in between. And could we use the steam railway? Which again, he was over the moon about, yeah. So he said, yeah, that's fantastic. He said, when we get a date together, he said, let me know. He said, I can put on more trains for you. He said, I can run them later in the night. He said, as much as you want. So, and we'll take you from there. So we've now got, we're doing it the 30th of June and the 1st and 2nd of July over that actual weekend. And what the plan is, we'll put in a marquee at both ends, be selling beer and cider. There'll also be the usual stalls, burger vans and stuff too. Canberra run their own security system, which is very good. The cider bar managers will be down to me, and so you've got all that group of people all doing their own bits to get everything sorted.